Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Now we have our guest in the studio, Steph Burgess from Cafe Isola.
Isola, well done, yes. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for coming in. I know you're a very busy person. So could you just tell us what Cafe Isola is all about then?
Yeah,
you
of course.
Mind.
Yeah, of course. So Cafe Isola is based in St James Street in Newport. Many people probably know us as the massive big yellow building on the corner, and especially at Christmas with all the massive Christmas lights that decorate us. So we've been there since December 2017, but the business has been going for a number of years prior to that. We're a cafe and award-winning cafe.
That's
in the centre of Newport. So.
And it's a beautiful place as well. So I've seen photographs. I have to confess, I've never been in it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Ronaldo.
I know, but they have quizzes on a Friday and I'm busy. One day I will get in there. But, Maura's been in there. She's been in a couple of times. But
yeah, Maggie and Kelvin come in often. They come in for breakfasts and,
I come
but
in
it looks
for coffee
fantastic.
And coffees. Yeah, well
it looks
done.
Fantastic. Yeah. Double tier. And you've got the
absolutely.
Big upstairs as well, looking down.
Yeah. Which was from the previous building anyway, as years and years and years people would remember it was Beavis's.
Yes.
with a little glass trinket shop.
And there was a little cafe.
There was.
At
and
one
it was
point.
Called, and it was called Chapel Street Cafe. Yes.
Oh.
And it did little teas and coffees and stuff. And we've definitely come a long way since then. The upstairs bit is just as beautiful and as amazing as downstairs.
And the lighting looks unbelievable.
The stained glass windows,
yes,
absolutely. And when we took it on, actually the side, massive side automatic door windows along Chapel Street were all boarded up. And then we took it on, we ripped all that down and put some lovely big doors in.
Because the second stage took another year, didn't it? You opened in 2017 the bottom, and
that's
then
right.
The top one went to
2018.
Another year to get it.
Again, when you're doing this, and we moved from, as many of our regular customers would know, we moved from Pyle Street, which is obviously now the Commie Coffee Shop now, which is great friends of ours as well. So we moved from, a little cafe to pretty much, 10 times the size. And you've got to make sure you do it right,
Absolutely.
You can't open the doors and heaven forbid, something goes wrong and it doesn't work, So it's really important to do it in the stage that we did. And and here we are now in 2024. So,
I know, it's incredible, yeah. So tell us what you do. What are you in the family? Because it's a family affair.
It's a family business,
It's your mum and dad, is it?
It's my mother and father-in-law,
and
my brother-in-law, sister-in-law. So yeah, it's definitely a united family affair. So my role predominantly is I'm a business manager, but obviously one of the family members. There's a whole array of things that I do in a day-to-day, running from events and to creating, being part of creating menus, being part of charity organisations throughout the year. So not just our charity quizzes that we do, we might do music events, we might do a whole host of ghost evening talks. We've got one coming up in October to celebrate 30 years of Mark Tuckey's Ghosts in Newport. So
gosh,
it's
30 years.
I know. I didn't actually realise that. I had a meeting a couple of weeks back and they said, would you believe it? It's actually 30 years since Newport did its first ever ghost walk. So I said, oh my goodness, we need to do something. So we've now, that's now in the diary. So on top of obviously our wholesale side of the business that we've got, Island Roasted Coffee and White Label Tea, and hundreds of customers across the island and further afield and mainland. It's definitely an empire, if you like. It's pretty big. Yeah,
sounds like
it. It's not
it?
Just a little cafe. No,
no, no. No. I'm thinking, God, when I read the write-up, I'm thinking, this is not just a cafe. This is a business. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And you do so much for the island as well, with being able to get charities in there and do cool stuff for them. It's brilliant that you do that. And you see, as you say, it's a business, but you're helping. Everyone wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no losers,
no,
is there?
No, absolutely not. No, it's the community, it's the collaboration, it's about everything all coming together. With anything you want to do in life, nobody can do something on their own. It's a collective effort, and it's that jigsaw puzzle, if you like, that needs to come together.
Yep.
So it's when we work with you guys, or when we work with White Aid or Mountbatten, some of the big ones, which is great, some of the smaller ones, that need to get their cause out there, that need to talk about a project that they're raising money for and they're desperate to get something done, actually we've got, you know, a pretty big building to be able to captivate a, you know, a big audience, to be able to get their, to get their story across, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it brings new faces into the coffee bar, which is good. So
It's similar to this place as well. We're the same. We've just got a big jigsaw puzzle.
Yep.
You've got Ian and Kelvin and Maggie at the top, but they can't run it on their own.
No.
It's just impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got lots of other people.
So you need a good squad of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we don't get paid, but we don't care. I love it. I love being on
Me
here.
Me too.
We all love it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
You would do it, absolutely.
It's a bit different, because you've got to do it because it's your business, but you've got a smile on your face. So
absolutely.
You're loving it.
Yeah.
So every time you get up in the morning, you want to go to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is great,
that's
isn't
fabulous.
It?
Fabulous. So you've got something you love to do.
Absolutely.
You know, because a lot of people, you know, may have jobs that they're not that keen on, but to have something that you've seen from the beginning and also seen how much it's grown
absolutely,
and what the benefits are to the community and how you link with the community, how they link with you, and all the other things that are associated with that, because the island is a very popular place, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, and I think it goes to, like, every day is different. You know, and you know, there'll be different customers that will come in during the day. You'll have, you know, different emails that will come in. You know, we all live in this society where, you know, it's all very technology based and everything. But actually, what I love doing is I say, that's brilliant, thanks for your email, but come on down to the coffee bar, let's have a coffee, let's talk about what we're going to do, let's talk about what the plan is, you know,
face to face.
Let's come together. Yeah,
face
absolutely.
You can't do it on an email.
No.
It can start it.
But I
think in your business, you have to be face to face.
Absolutely.
To see the people. So then you can show them what you've got.
Yeah.
The atmosphere, the place.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that might be the difference between not collaborating,
absolutely, yeah.
I remember when I spoke to you at the Community Awards, yeah, this young lady said, "Oh, I'm not sure, I don't know if I can talk or anything like that." She hasn't stopped since she's come in. She says, "Oh, I'm terrified, I'm so nervous and everything."
So please don't.
Yeah. And it's actually, like a duck going to water.
Actually, if anyone has any doubt, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
It's just, it's difficult because when you're having a conversation, but if we sat outside, we're having a conversation, you're doing the same thing, but people are listening in.
Yeah.
You can't see them.
No.
But they're there somewhere
along the line. Yeah.
So again, it's about collaborating. You can't actually see the people, but they can hear you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, it's about, absolutely.
Probably a good idea.
I have brushed my hair today, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't talking about you, don't worry. I have to be careful. You're nearer the door than I am. I could get locked in here. So we've still got Steph here with us. So just to reiterate a few things, that was all. Thank you for coming in anyway.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was really nice of you to do that. But you are a champion, so we had to get the gold winners in.
Thank you.
So there you go.
So very humble.
And it wasn't as scary as you men thought it was.
It wasn't, no. And anyone thinking that it is, it's really not. It's fine.
So what events have you got coming up at Cafe Isola?
So we've got this Friday, we've got the Wessex Cancer Trust, which is a charity quiz night that I'm running. Then we go into May, we're working with Independent Arts. We've got a quiz that we're working with them. And then we've got a music event that's middle of May. So we've got some music people coming down from the mainland to watch a live roasting demo, as well as have a buffet, so people can kind of, you know, hire us for evening events or, you know, baby showers or loads of things like that as well. So we're not just open and restricted to cafe menus and things like that. We're fully licensed and we're able to create a whole host of different networking packages for people.
So how can people find out more about what you've got going on throughout the year?
Yeah, so you can check out our Facebook pages, Instagram pages, and particularly for people that don't necessarily have those social media platforms, you're able to come into the cafe and look at our events board. We have everything all on there. We'll advertise, obviously, throughout with collaborations with people. So obviously with Wessex Cancer coming up and Independent Arts, they will obviously have... have their platforms that they advertise on. So yeah, you can email, you can give us a call, you can, yeah, so you can call us on 524800, or you can email info@cafe-isla.co.uk and ask us some more details about what we've got coming. So yeah,
gosh, busy.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Do you come up for air sometimes?
Not really. I don't have time to.
You're such busy.
The day's not long enough, no.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you. We've thoroughly
enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is Radio FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.